Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been talking about the conscience, and while we may have a statement in our Pledge of Allegiance of being one nation under God, that may not be completely true, but God has given us one conscience, each and every one of us, our own individual conscience, and His intention is for us to submit ourselves under Him. And He's provided certain constraints for that to be possible. Otherwise, our conscience would go all over the place. We would have no moral compass. We would have no direction in our lives without the constraints that He's provided for us. And so we talked initially just about the conscience itself, that God is a knower of the heart. He knows our minds. He knows our hearts. And He has provided things to help us render our conscience, our heart, into obedience to Him. The first thing that we looked at was the Word. While the Word of God is clearly a provision God has made for us to get our conscience under control and submit our hearts to God, one of the results of studying God's Word is that we'll see that the family is a constraint for our conscience as well. It is a trainer for the conscience. And in God's divine wisdom, He provided the family. You know, culturally, we have a broad sense of what the family is. But from the beginning, we know that it's been one male, one female. We know that it was Adam and Eve in the garden, that God provided Eve to Adam and told them to be fruitful and multiply. And so while we understand that God intended for it to be male and female, that clearly has been predominant in our world because now we have 7 billion plus people in the world. We have been fruitful and we have multiplied. So how do you go about training that many people in the world to have morals and be respectful and care for one another? Well, the sad truth again is that we don't see it across the board in some families due to the fact of absentee parents and other situations that have been brought about by sin. But the way God intended for it to be handled by each family. That each family is responsible for the upbringing of their children to raise the next generation, to instill morals and to instill biblical principles in them. And Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 give indication of God's view of marriage in itself and of family. There's an order that is to be observed. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, that wives are to submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, His body, and is Himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her, that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that He might present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. If you jump down to verse 31, Paul continues and says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Then you jump down to chapter 6 and verse 1, and we see, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Do you see that? There's an order to be observed. There's respect for that order and for each position within the home. Second, it's here that we see that it's in the best interest of the parents to train their children. Third, it's in the best interest of the children to obey their parents. And fourth, it's in the best interest of the husband and wife to love and submit. When a family operates that way, the traits of that family will be passed down to another generation. So much of who we are as adults is based on how we were brought up. And so likewise, the negative qualities, the negative aspects will be displayed if we're not careful as well. And certainly when we pair this Ephesians 5 and 6 passage with Deuteronomy 6, as we looked at earlier this week, and you also pair it with the book of Proverbs, with the constant appeals of the father to his son, can we see how the family is so important for our children to have their consciences trained, their hearts trained, to know what it is to be a servant of God and to be a productive member of our society? I sure hope we can. Thanks for listening. Look forward to studying again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. we have resumed our church assemblies on Sundays only at our normal times of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We sincerely invite you to join us, and we ask that you observe our coronavirus guidelines that you can find on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Church of Christ Beaver Dam for videos and other information. May God bless us all with health and safety, and may we press on for Him each day.